And we're joined here in the studio by two of our political commentators, E.J. Dionne, columnist with the Washington Post, and Matthew Continetti, associate editor at the Weekly Standard. Welcome back to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, E.J., let me start with you. Is Hillary Clinton limping out of Pennsylvania, strutting out of Pennsylvania? What's her demeanor as she heads toward Indiana and North Carolina?
I think it's more like a slow jog.
Okay.
And so much depends on where this number ends up. Right now, she's up by 6 points. Some think it'll go way up, some don't, and it's hard to read the exit polls. If it's six or less, I think it's not this smashing victory that she had hoped for, but she still won. There are some fascinating components to this. One of the most fun things in the exit polls is there was all that controversy about Barack Obama's statement about bitter people clinging to their guns. Well, that may have hurt him a little bit because Hillary Clinton won the gun owners with 60%. Mm-hmm. The rest of the voters split may have even gone for Obama.
It's a big voting block in Pennsylvania.
Indeed, about a third of the voters. Obama really needed to win a big state to put it away and to reassure lots of people. He didn't do that tonight. And if he is beaten by a significant margin, his problem is that there are no big states left to win. Now, that's a problem for both of them. It limits her ability to win delegates, but it limits his ability to prove he can win some of these big states.
Well, let me turn to Matt Continetti. Do you agree with EJ there that the results here and in these big industrial states with this key demographic that Barack Obama is not grasping, does that bode ill for him if he were to be the nominee in November?
Well, I think it presents certain challenges in a general election contest. Two political scientists, Rui Teixeira and Alan Abramowitz, recently came up with a study showing how, the white working class vote has always been a key component to Democratic victories. And we've seen a reluctance on the part of white working class voters to embrace Barack Obama. I'd say this is the capstone to what's been a relatively rough week for Barack Obama. And I think he's going to want to forget about Pennsylvania as quickly as he can and move on to this next stage of contests.
Let's talk about John McCain. Where does this leave him? And in particular, let's talk about money and how he's doing there, Matt.
Right. Well, he's starting to recoup some of that fundraising. The party is starting to rally around him. He's getting up into the double-digit million-dollar totals, and of course nowhere near where the Democrats are raising money. Now he's trying to kind of get headlines by going to places Republicans normally don't go, but I think that's been a failure so far this week at least.
I have a question for EJ here. EJ, the Clinton campaign says, look at the states where she has won. Those are the states the Democrats need in the Electoral College to win the presidency. She's won the primary there. And the Obama camp says, look, those are states that it's apples and oranges. In the general election campaign, those will go Democratic regardless. Is there any real correlation between success in the primary season in states and the ability to carry them in the fall?
I think there's a limited correlation. I think there's something to what the Clinton people say, but not as much as they think. I think if you look at two states, Pennsylvania and Ohio, those are key parts of a victory. They need Pennsylvania, and they'd like to win Ohio. And I think that's a significant claim on her part. What the Obama people can claim back is there are a bunch of swing states or Democratic states that are very close. Wisconsin is a good example. Mm-hmm. Iowa is a good example, Minnesota, where Obama has won. So their case is not overwhelming. But I do think some Democrats are disturbed that Obama hasn't been able to punch through in one of these large states.
Matt, briefly.
When the historians write their rough draft or their draft of this primary campaign, the big mistake, it seems to me, on the part of the Clinton campaign was hubris. They did not go into these caucus states. And Obama has, the reason he has that state lead is because he flooded those early caucus states with activists. He was able to win them. If the Clintons had done that, if they hadn't been so hubristic about their chances, she would have the nomination now.
90% of Clinton's delegate lead comes from the caucuses. Of Obama's delegate lead comes from caucuses.
E.J. Dionne, Matt Continetti, thank you both very much. You're listening to coverage of the Pennsylvania primary, Democratic primary results on NPR, National Public Radio.